Welcome to the new episode of The Moving Canine, a podcast for nerdy dog trainers with a focus on improving our dog's performance through movement skill training. I am Mari Valgma, a certified professional canine fitness trainer. And this week, we are going to talk about balanced stand from, again, a slightly different point of view. Happy listening! In this episode, we will return to the topic of balance. As you remember, we last discussed this topic in episode 13, where we discovered that balance is not really a very static thing, and, among other things, is closely linked to the ability to change movement speed and direction with ease. Today, however, we are going to return to a more static way of looking at balance, just for the sake of clarity. Now, balance is a very crucial element of movement, and in fact, our bodies are actually designed to find balance in order to save energy during movement and also protect the bodies from injuries. And the same applies to your dog. His body naturally strives to find balance, whether in a stationary position or while moving. But here's the question. Could it be that our training choices suppress that natural desire to find balance and thus limiting our dog's ability to move well, efficiently, and with low risk of injuries? Let me explain this idea with an example. Imagine yourself standing and really focusing on your own body. You try standing still, but after a while, you feel like you would like to adjust yourself a little bit. Just a tiny little bit. Maybe lift that left shoulder, and then you will feel more confident and more in balance. And then, after maybe 10 seconds, you feel like you would like to adjust your right arm a little bit. Gradually becoming more and more aware of your own body and how you would need to adjust it to feel more grounded and comfortable. Your body gradually adjusts to every new adjustment that you did while standing. Gradually, your body starts accepting this new you, standing tall, feeling confident and comfortable in your own body. Now imagine doing that same exercise while someone is standing by your side and telling you exactly what you should do, telling you to lift that left shoulder just a little bit, and then, ooh, that right arm seems a little bit off, move that a little bit. While you do these little movements, you actually may start feeling uncomfortable. It doesn't feel nice. It feels like your body is twisted in a weird way, and it doesn't feel natural. You followed someone else's advice on their idea what balance should look like without allowing your body to discover it by itself. Now let's shift our attention to our dogs and talk about a balanced stand, quite a basic exercise in any fitness routine that we do with our dogs. And I guess every fitness enthusiast has learned the importance of a balanced stand as a foundation for everything that we do. However, think about the ways that we teach this balanced stand to our dogs. We often use the help of targets, for example, specified places where the dog places his feet, resulting in a position that we consider to be a balanced stand. There may be times when we even lift these feet in place where we think that they should go. But very rarely do we allow our dogs to find balance and a comfortable position by themselves. In fact, there may be even times when our idea of balance is actually not appropriate for that dog at that moment. And then when the dog tries to tell us that, by trying to adjust his body just slightly, maybe lift the front paws forward just a centimeter, or gradually trying to wiggle his body into a more comfortable position during a stand-down exercise, we consider and treat it as not understanding criteria of the exercise. Because wasn't the goal keeping paws perfectly still during these exercises, during the stand and during the stand down exercise? And even when we don't tell our dogs directly that, hey, you're wrong, we may still give them maybe a no reward marker somehow, or maybe let out a quiet sigh, like, oh, okay. And essentially let our dogs know that, well, this is not what we wanted. We wanted the paws to stay still. And here's the thing. We can't really tell another living being what balance looks or feels like. Yes, it's true that our understanding of a balanced stand actually is a balanced stand in the dog's view as well. But it's very important to consider how the dog gets there. Is it because we tell them how exactly to place their feet? Or is it because they discover that actually this body position is super comfortable, it feels nice, and it's really easy to start movements in different directions from that specific position? And during my years as a fitness trainer, I've seen so many dogs who have been trained with positive reinforcement training methods, yet they are not very keen in trying to adjust their bodies. You can see that physically, they are really tempted. They would really like to take a little step forward to feel more comfortable and more balanced to do the exercise, yet they don't do that. And very often, it's because somewhere in our communication, we've told them that changing the position is not really okay. And here's the big problem. Accidentally, we've actually told our dogs that looking for balance is not okay, thus causing a situation where our dogs are reluctant in trying to adjust their bodies based on their inner feeling of balance. Now, considering how important it is for bodies to naturally look for balance and find it in order to move with efficiency and with lower risk of injuries, do you actually want your dog not to look for balance? Or would you prefer him to try to find it and be sure that he's being heard? And here's a little challenge for you. Next time you teach a new behavior to your dog, and maybe you're not getting exactly the criteria that you're looking for, then try to look at the video of that training session and try to see if it really is your dog not understanding the criteria of the exercise, or maybe it's him telling you that he needs to adjust his body a little bit to feel comfortable and at ease with the exercise you are asking him to do. That's it for today. This was The Moving Canine, and I am Mari Valgma. I hope you will have an amazing weekend with your dogs. And I'll talk to you again next Friday. Bye!